today I want to talk about something that's equally important, and that is going down the shore. Now, when I say going down the shore, I mean it's our way of saying going to the beach. So even if you're going to a beach that's north of you, you're still going down the shore. I don't know why it's like that, but it's just how we say it. And it's a really special place. When you're a kid and you go down the shore with your parents, they give you so much more freedom than you would have when you're back home. So you can go out at night with your friends and go to the boardwalk and eat pizza and ice cream and sodas and funnel cakes, monkey bread, you name it. Things like that. And it's a great time because you have so much more liberty than you usually do. And then when you become a teenager, you go to the beach with your friends during the day, and your parents may or may not be there. And during night, you and your friends try to see if you can find a party. And it's this whole other experience than when you're a kid. And then finally, when you're no longer a teenager and you're of drinking age, you discover this whole new part of the shore that you knew existed beforehand, but you never experienced it because you weren't of age yet. So you discover this world of bars and clubs and casinos and going to Atlantic City with your friends and staying up until 4 in the morning, you know, out partying. It's a whole new experience that you always look forward to, but you never really know what it's going to be like until you're actually there. So the shore is a special place, and everybody in South Jersey has at least one memory of the shore. Whether it's good or bad, everybody knows what it's like. And everybody, I think, has at least one fond memory of it.